if you have your program in life, you'll turn to the very back of your program, and on the back of your program, you'll find the scripture. We're going to follow very closely today's scripture and message outline. Our scripture comes from the book of Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 18, 19, and 20, reading it from the New King James Version. And it reads, "Here is what I have seen. It is good and fitting for one to eat and drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor in which he toils under the sun all the days of his life which God gives him, for it is his heritage. As for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth and given him power to eat of it, to receive his heritage and rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. For he will not dwell unduly on the days of his life, because God keeps him busy with the joy of his heart." So today I want to try to finish this series we've been discussing over the last 3 weeks. Enjoy the good. Enjoy the good. And as we look at what King Solomon is sharing with us regarding enjoying the good, we hope to lift up some of the things that will be a help to us in our daily lives. And Solomon actually starts to give a testimony here, and I want to share in this testimony that he gives, and particularly as he talks about enjoying the good. There's some good in every life, and God wants us to enjoy the good that he allows us to experience in our lives. And sometimes you can miss that because of the different things that are going on around you. And so I want to try to help us to zero in on the good that God allows to happen in our life. And remember, he said he lets the sun shine on the good and the bad. But only the good will rejoice in that. So we want to make sure that we are rejoicing and being glad and grateful to God, because God, when we recognize that we are children of God, he also gives us a grateful heart. And a grateful heart recognizes God is good. He's good all the time, but he doesn't have to be. He does not have to be good to you. He chooses to be good to you. And then he asks of us to appreciate him being good to us. And so what I want to try to do today is to help us to see it is appropriate and right for us to say, God, I thank you for your goodness, to have a good heart towards our God. You know, some people, I hope they're not here today, but some people are angry at God, mad at God. They think everything's gone wrong is because of God. And that's just not true. Everything that has gone right is because of God. And everything that has gone wrong is because we decided we would disobey God. We did it our way. And our way ends up having some bad ramifications for us. So I want to try to talk about enjoying the good. And to get into this, first part of your outline says, here's what I have seen, and it's verse 18 of these Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Solomon starts by saying, here is what I have seen. And then he starts to describe what he's seen. It is good and fitting. It is right to enjoy the good all the days of your life. So whether you're young or whether you're 104, God says, enjoy your days. Every day you wake up, you say, God, thank you for this day. I pray that you will lead me and guide me in the right way, but I thank you for this day. That is you and I making a declaration. We want to enjoy the day that God has given us. He did not have to give you this day. And so Solomon says in his wisdom, he says, it is good to enjoy all the days of the life that God gives you. Every day, is a good day. Now, every day doesn't mean everything in it's going to be good. But if you wake up, that's a good day. And especially if you wake up and you know you woke up. Yeah, that you're in the beginning of a good day. And so we want to make sure, as Solomon says here, enjoy the day. He said, this is what I've seen. It is good and fitting, it's good and right to enjoy all the days of your life. He says, which God gives you. I want you to write that part in, which God gives you. All the days which God gives you. And you don't have a day God didn't give you. And so that's all your days. Enjoy all the days that God gives you. And tomorrow is not promised. And so that means, my friend, you need to enjoy today. Don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. I've been with teenagers and prayed with them and thought they were going to have real long lives. Had no idea that was their last day. And God just, he has allowed it so that sometimes today might be my last day. And so God says, this is what I want you to do. Even if it's your last day, enjoy the day. Thank God for today. You can have prayers and hopes for tomorrow, but you can't thank God for tomorrow because tomorrow hadn't happened yet. But you can thank him for today. And so God says to us, enjoy the days, all the days of the Lord that God has given you. That's in verse 18. All the days of his life which God gives him, which God gives her. And then God says this to us. It is your heritage. The days that God gives you, those days accumulate into what becomes your heritage. Now, this is important. This is significant because what you do with your days is going to determine how God then establishes your heritage. Your heritage is an accumulation of all of your days. And so my hope and prayer is that when God accumulates all your days, God will at the end say, good, and my good and faithful servant. That should be the culmination of all of your days. That should be your heritage. You don't want your heritage to be that you went after all the silver and gold, because silver and gold will be here after you're gone. You want something that will be eternal with you, that you sought that which would be alive even once you've been called home into glory. You want that which is eternal. And if you and I will seek after that which is eternal, then God will then give us a heritage where we will be able to declare, as the psalmist does, and I have it there written for you, Psalm 119, verse 11, your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever. That is, I'm saying, God, I want you and your word. God's testimony is God's word. I want my heritage to be that I sought after God's word. That's a beautiful heritage. That's a heritage that will endure throughout eternity. The man, the woman, the teenager, the young adult who will seek after God's word, seek after the testimony of God, that becomes the heritage that will endure. We need to make sure you and I every day seek after our Lord. And in doing so, it says, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. God will give you a rejoicing heart when you seek after his word. You want every day to be a good day? Then seek after the Lord every day. Because he'll make even your worst day a good day, because he will make his presence known to you. God will give you something to shout about every day. God will give you something to be happy about every day. God will show himself in your life every day. But you have to seek him. You have, as it says here in Psalm 119, verse 11, your testimonies I have taken as a heritage. God's word, God's testimony, God, who God is. I've taken that as my heritage. That's what the accumulation of my days should be that I've taken God as my heritage. Well, if we would do that, then God then makes some, he establishes some stuff with us. And I want you to look at verse 19 with me. Now, as it says, this is 2 Paul, your outline. I want you to note this. And it says in verse 19, as for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth. Every man, every woman to whom God has given. And this is important, and I need us to try to lift this up, because God has given every person some riches and some wealth. Now, everybody doesn't have to have $1 billion. In fact, you know, you remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, foxes have holes and birds have nests. He said, but the Son of Man, I don't have anywhere to lay my head. Even in declaring that, he still recognizes, but he was rich. I don't have anywhere to lay my head, but I'm rich. And he declares for you and for me that God gives every person a measure of richness. And the riches don't always be in silver and gold. I don't, if you want to bequeath me $1 billion, I'll take it. But I recognize, but that's not my riches. My riches, the riches that I have are not material riches. The riches that I have, I'm rich in the glory of my God. I'm rich in the presence of God. I'm rich when even when I'm by myself, I'm never alone. That's riches. When you, doesn't matter what's in your bank account, you know that you're rich. Jesus Christ says, my Father has silver and gold all over the world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all those that dwell therein. He says, I'm rich. How can a man that rich say, I don't have nowhere to lay my head? Because he wasn't rich in houses and land. He was rich in the glory of his Father. And when you're rich in the glory of your Father, you become more than just houses and land. You become where even the angels will tiptoe over the balcony of heaven to make sure you're all right. The devil was right. They would catch you and make sure you don't fall. But God says to us, in his riches, God will allow us to go through some poverty moments. Even in your riches, doesn't matter how rich or wealthy you are, your heart will still get sad. You still will have some downtime. Things will not always be well with you. You won't always have a smile on your face. Life will get tough. Things will happen emotionally. Things will happen physically. Things will happen financially. And God says, in those dark days, that's when you're going to realize that you still are rich. You're going to recognize that I'm not in this by myself. Any man, any woman that starts to think that they're going through life by themselves, that's a poor person. Doesn't matter how wide your bank account might be, you're a poor person when you think you're going through this life by yourself. Because a child of God always has God with them. Jesus says, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. And so when you're rich, you recognize, I'm not in this by myself. When I feel down and when I feel sad, when I feel disquieted, when I start to feel depressed, you know what I do? I say, Holy Spirit, make yourself known. I need you to pick up my bowed down head. I need you to make me know I'm not in this by myself. And God's Spirit will do just that. Jesus said, I'll wipe the tears from your eyes. I'll be there when nobody else is there. I'll stand by your side. And so here, this is important for us. We want to recognize that our God, he gives us riches and wealth. And the scripture says in verse 19, and the power to eat of it. You can have riches and wealth and not have any ability to use it. God says, I'm going to give you the power to eat of it. I'm going to give you the power to be able to access the Holy Spirit. I'm going to have you where you are able to walk with God and talk with God, and you're able to say, Father, I need you to make yourself known to me. And when you spend time with God, but you are able to call him Father, Jesus says, say, Abba, Father. When you're able to call him Father, he will spend time with you. When you recognize that God is my Father and I'm his child. I'm a grandfather now, and whenever I hear my grandchildren, I call my son, talk to him this morning, actually. And he's telling me he wasn't feeling good. But in the background, when I'm talking with my son, I hear my grandson saying, hi, Papa. I wasn't even talking to him. I wasn't trying to talk to him. But he heard my voice. And God says, every time I hear your voice, I want to say hi to you. I want to say hello to you. I want to say, you're my child. And that's what happens in prayer. God says hi to us. He makes his presence known to us. You need to have a close relationship with this God that when he hears your voice, he said, wait a minute, I hear my child. Our foremothers and forefathers used to sing a song. They would say, hush, hush, somebody's calling my name. And I'm glad I got a God that would tell the angels, hush, Alvin Tunstall Jr.'s calling my name. I'm glad that God will hear you when you call. We need to have that relationship with our God. The Bible says 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the angels are saying, holy, holy, holy. They're praising God at the throne of God. But can you imagine God saying, wait, holy, holy, quiet down. Somebody's calling my name. One of my children are calling my name. Our God wants to hear every time we call his name. If you don't think of anything else to say, just say the name of Jesus Christ. When you say Jesus, God says, hush. Somebody's calling that great name. And he wants to know, who is it that's calling my son's name? And I say, it's Alvin Jr. calling your name. Alvin Sr.'s already up there, but I'm still down here. I'm calling your name. And God wants to hear us call on his name. And so it's important for us to have a great relationship with our God. Be able to, he gives us the power to receive his blessings. Verse 19, giving them power to eat of it, to receive his heritage, and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. God gives us a great gift. And the gift of God, my brothers and sisters, are high and lifted up. The gift of God is Jesus Christ. He is the gift of God. Remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. God gives us this great gift. And if we will receive it, meaning you got to embrace the gift. He gives us the power to embrace this gift. You and I need to make sure we receive this gift of God. God gifts us with his presence. God gifts us with his son. And God said, now use this gift, receive it. Let it bless you. He gives us this heritage, this love of God. But let me get to the last thing and I'll be finished for today. The last thing I want you to note, my brothers and sisters, verse 20 says, for he will not dwell unduly. Somebody say unduly on the days of his life. This means, my brothers and sisters, don't spend a lot of time looking back. You can glance back, but don't spend a lot of time looking back. Doesn't matter whether you're a teenager or whether you're a young adult or whether you're a senior citizen. You don't want to spend a lot of time looking back. That's why scripture says here, they won't spend an unduly amount of time. You need to do some reflection. You need to look at where I have stepped and where I have misstepped. That's appropriate to do, but don't spend a lot of time on that. What you want to spend a lot of time on, what you should spend most of your time on, is rejoicing in who God is today and who you're asking God to help you to be today. What kind of saint do you want to be today? Who do you want to be today? Ask God to make you that person today. Ask God to cleanse your heart today. Ask God to put hope and gladness in your heart today. Ask God to put praise in you today. God said, what are you today? Today is the day of salvation. And so we really want to put our focus on who is God making me today? Today, my brothers, the scripture says, this is the day the Lord has made. And if it's true in your life that you recognize that this is the day the Lord has made, then you need to follow what that scripture said. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm not here by accident. God has made this day for me. You may not know it, but God made this day for you. 104 years ago, he made this day for Sister Odessa Brown. And 104 years later, she's still here. God has been good. He makes the days. He extends the days. He blesses the days. And that's what God wants to do in your life. He wants to bless your days. He wants to extend your days. He wants to make you every day a day where you want to rejoice in his name. This is the day. And because God has made this day, and he made it especially for you, he made it especially for me, then we ought to rejoice in it. Our God wants to do something great in this day for us. And he says, so don't spend this time, unduly amount of time, worried about what mistakes you made yesterday. Spend this time rejoicing in today. And then I'm going to close with this last phrase from this 20th verse. Because God keeps him busy with the joy of his heart. Why spend this day not looking back? He says, you don't want to spend this time looking back because God wants to keep you busy. Now look at this now. Busy with the joy of his heart. God... Solomon recognized that his father David had a heart after God. His father David was a man after God's own heart. And Solomon now starts to use that language and said, if we will get busy with the joy of our hearts. And you ever read in Nehemiah, where Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. If you will allow God to be your strength, and if you will allow your heart to seek the heart of God, God said, I will keep you busy in that joy. I'll keep you busy in trying to reach the heart of God. I'll keep you busy in acknowledging who God is. I'm going to keep you busy loving God and praising God and lifting God and showing God I care about God. I'm going to put my busyness and my effort and my work in offering to God a heart of praise. We need to get busy, but it needs to be busy about the work of God, busy about honoring our God, busy about lifting up our God. Remember, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw everybody unto me. I'll draw every saint, I'll draw every sinner, I'll draw every person that's right, I'll draw every person that's wrong. I will draw all men, all women, everybody unto me. Lift him up. Lift the Savior up. We need to lift him up. He keeps us busy with the joy of his heart. The joy of my heart is honoring my God. And I pray that God will make that the joy of your heart to bring honor to his name. I'm going to stop right there. Will you stand with me? Maybe somebody here today wants to bring honor to our Christ. Man, woman, boy, girl, teenager.